out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4-5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. 4 p.m. Central. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7 on the internet, or you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, possibly your favorite app for podcast listening-itude, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, possibly we go well with a good Cabernet. We appreciate the backstabbing fuck out of it.
Oh yeah.
Given today's, it's such a quiet news day.
Oh, I know.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, probably talking about one story. But it's kind of a, one of these stories.
Oh yeah.
Not Roy level.
Right.
Roy Moore level. But this is a pretty good fucking story. Bombshell. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and do you think he put that North Korea tweet out because he knew some shit was coming from Bannon?
Possibly. I mean, 16 yesterday.
16 tweets?
Yeah. And good today, God. Today it's relative, Cricketville.
Like, why, man? Why doesn't he just lock and load? I don't understand. He must be freaked the fuck out.
I mean, we should have known. You know, that's the MO. He says something, does something horrible, or launches a bunch of scud tweets and ends up that prefaces some. Usually it's a Mueller investigation bombshell, but this turns out to be what will surely be the headline.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we're on the Twitters if you want to tweet us live. One word, crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, or you can also get us at our
The United Gay States of America
book page, which is crab diving on the Facebook where all the cool folk hang out. And
I like you.
Trump likes us.
What a creepo, man.
Trump probably wouldn't
total
like
fucking
us.
Fucking creepo.
Let's launch right into
launch.
Let's do the
no, he wouldn't like us drop. At all, dude. He would not like us.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I don't like it.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. January 3rd, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, Faith.
HuffPost.
Oh, wee-wee, Kate.
Lie down in your bed, Kate. It's chilly outside here. It's chilly everywhere, apparently. There's a... What was it, like a cyclone bomb, they call it, or some shit like that?
Polar vortex.
Oh, I saw a cyclone bomb.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Some kind of a big fucking storm brewing off of the eastern coast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a polar vortex, I thought, or it had the word vortex
it might be
in
both.
It. Yeah.
I mean, bomb cyclone blasting the East Coast. Oh, before the polar vortex uncorks a tremendous cold streak. So it's both.
God damn.
So the polar vortex is it's cold as fuck. The bomb cyclone is the giant creepy storm that suddenly pops up out of nowhere.
Right.
Because of the polar vortex.
Yeah, think about it. The climate is getting crazy.
Where's your global warming now?
Yeah. Foreign policy's out the fucking window. That's just almost garbage. It's garbage. And domestically, we're garbage. It's not going well.
There's a lot of garbage going on right now.
I mean, you know. For those of you that voted for Trump because you wanted to blow this shit up, mission accomplished, dickheads.
Unforgiving cold is teabagging the eastern United States. Has been for the past 10 days.
Who wrote teabagging?
I read and I translate into crab diving.
Brian Williams said
he did. Unforgiving cold has teabagged the eastern United States for the past 10 days. But the most severe winter weather yet will be launching Wednesday night tonight into the weekend. A monster storm. A monster storm. Tremendous. Mm-hmm. The biggest that anyone's ever seen. Taking shape, pasting parts of Florida, not us, Tallahassee, snow in Tallahassee.
That's crazy.
First
dude.
Time in a couple of decades. They're all like, oh, holy shit, there's snow.
There's no global warming.
Florida, Georgia, South Carolina with some ice and snow early on Wednesday. A friend of the show, friend of ours from California who moved out to North Carolina. Texted me and she said there's going to be snow apparently there in North Carolina too.
Oh wow, man!
But not as rare in North Carolina.
North obviously. Carolina, the Smoky Mountains are up there. You know, there's higher elevations. You get snow. Blah blah, fucking blah blah blah.
And God will really be blowing his cold onto the godless New England area. With damaging God. Winds, including blinding snows, blizzard warnings, done been issued up through from, it says the Virginia Tidewater region. I
right.
know what that is. I know what Virginia is.
Yeah.
And up the coast to eastern Maine, including Ocean City, Atlantic City, eastern Long Island, and Boston, Portland.
Right. Well, maybe, you know, if Trump starts this thermonuclear war, it'll warm shit up and it won't be as cold. I mean, that's a possibility.
Right. Great.
Here's my button. Touch my button.
I believe it's nuclear winter is the term that happens.
Oh,
so
really?
It would it would be even worse.
Oh, yeah, because this big bomb hits the ground, right? And then it kicks up all this other bullshit and totally blocks out the sun.
Correctamundo.
Oh, that sucks.
Yay. We've got them. Why don't we use them?
Well, because of that shit, dickhead.
My button's so much bigger. We got that story too, I'm sure. But over to the that's the weather for y'all that are listening.
the weather report.
Right. Tune in on the 69s to determine what the weather be here. We'll do traffic too. Can you imagine doing like morning drive and having to do the
getting
traffic?
Paid? Oh yeah.
Well, that's true. We might have to
absolutely.
We might have to clean up the F bombs a little bit.
That's not a problem. That is not. If you're listening
for cash,
you want to hold us. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's not a problem. I don't understand. Why is it hard to have a list of words you can't say? It's like just put them in your brains. I don't understand sometimes.
Well, right. You don't. You know, if you're sitting around with your old aunts and your granny and stuff like that, you kind of know automatically not to say shit, fuck, and all the bad things. So just put that, translate that to the...
I never understand that.
To whatever. Use your going to church voice.
You know, these people, these broadcasters that fuck up and say things. I guess every once in a while you screw up, but God, are you maybe too relaxed or something? You know what I mean? Like, why is it so hard? What's wrong with your fucking brain?
The headline says Trump drops. This is at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Trump drops hammer on Bannon.
Nah.
Lost his mind.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Let us backtrack a wee bit and lay the foundazione for what this they're talking about. There's a new book coming out.
Foundatione, oui, oui.
And there's a new book coming out, apparently.
Yes.
Some of the media got some advance clips, copies, blurbs, etc.
Right.
I think there's some who said they read the whole thing. So,
how the fuck did they read it so quickly?
If you get a book like this and this is your job,
I guess.
And given,
but didn't it come out today?
Well, given what we're coming out with,
it came out today.
Probably last night or early in the morning. Okay. They spend 3 or 4 hours reading it and are like, "Holy shit!"
Brian Williams is like, "Hey, Chris Matthews, you want to go in with me on an eight ball? We got to stay up all night reading this fucking book."
Trump's former chief strategist.
Yes.
I referred to him as the meth walrus.
Oh, yes.
Steve Bannon.
They hardly work together, right?
Oh, who?
Yeah. I don't know that guy.
I may have given him that job, but he didn't influence me at all. That's what they're saying. he didn't influence me at all.
But, you know, really, they only met right before the campaign, right?
Well, right. He only met all these people.
God,
most of
Trump.
Them, including his own children. He didn't meet probably until shortly before the campaign.
Hey, for those of you out there that think business people need to run the country, here you go. This is what that looks like.
Yeah.
This is what that looks like, you stupid fucks. It's great.
Steve Bannon was speaking to author Michael Wolff.
Fuck you.
With two fuffs.
Yeah.
Warning that the investigation into alleged collusion with the Kremlin will focus on money laundering.
Oh, okay.
It's called Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House.
It sounds really nice in there, doesn't it?
Based on more than 200 interviews with the president, his inner circle, players in and around the administration.
Wow.
One of the most anticipated books of the year, political type books. The Bannon was the CEO, I guess, of the campaign in the last 3 months. Took over for Manafort, who got demoted a little bit. Remember in the final months there and all that.
Well, things
drama.
Came. Something came out about Manafort during the campaign, like he got a sack full of cash and nobody wanted to
from Ukraine.
From Russia. Yeah, I mean. That didn't give anybody pause. A campaign manager.
They think
manager.
They're untouchable. They really do. I mean, that's that Russian.
Yeah.
Because they can in Russia.
Well, they are untouchable here. I mean, again, we've talked about this. Had it not been for the Comey firing, would this be happening?
Right.
I don't fucking know. All I know is the American people, the fucking idiot dickheads that voted for Trump, didn't give a fuck that Paul Manafort got a sack load of cash from the fucking Russians. Right. No one cared. No one cared? Didn't that bother you? Fucking Hillary Clinton.
He was hardly involved in the campaign at all.
You know what happened? Hillary's IT person had her email on a fucked up server. And there's no way she would have ever known about it. But that was a bigger deal than Trump's fucking campaign manager getting a burlap sack full of fucking cash from Ukraine. They didn't give a fuck about that. How? Why? What is wrong with these people? God, you're also fucking stupid. I tweeted about that today. By the way, follow us on Twitter or on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. It's the only explanation, the only reason this happens is because we have dumbasses in this fucking country that vote Republican.
Racists. We found out yesterday.
Yes, they're racists. And we're so stupid in this country. We do all this shit. Oh, everybody needs to go out and vote. Do your duty and vote. No, most people probably shouldn't vote because they're dumb as fuck. Don't vote if you're stupid. Oh. I was just feeling time while you giving the dog a treat.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. The dog's being a bit of a pain in the ass. It's cold. So when it's cold.
Yeah.
She wants to sit on a warm lap.
Right. Ooh, yes.
Which, you know, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Come here, Ivanka.
But she's got a nice warm bed over there.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce. And let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
God, listen to these dumbasses on the G. They get marched out by the GOP, and these fucking idiot dickheads vote for them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, he used to play football.
God, I...
And he used to shoot people. He was in the Army, Ryan, so it's got some big swinging Republican balls, which is what this country needs.
Hey, MTV, you owe a fucking apology to this country for that rock the vote shit. Quit getting... Don't encourage America to fucking vote.
I disagree. I think we need to educate everyone. Well, the Democrats win when turnout. So
yeah,
when
the Democrats come out.
But overall, when turnout is up in an election, the Democrats tend to do better. So it is the Democrats who stay home. So that's why we need to tell them to get out and
vote. Well, if you're a smart person, come out and vote.
Especially young people.
Yeah.
And I think Trump is energizing the young people, not in his direction, except for a few that like tiki torches and khakis.
Well, there are a lot of those, though. I mean,
that's
a significant amount.
Too many, but not an unconquerable amount.
Right. We just have to run them over with a
car.
Just kidding.
We just have to nip it in the white pasty bud.
In their Nazi bud.
It says Trump, during this interview with this author, Michael Wolff, Bannon is particularly scathing, it says, about that June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower.
Oh, yes.
I love it. Where Trump Jr. got an email from some toady that he knows who knows some Russians. And in that email, I believe it was titled like Clinton Russia or something like that.
Oh, my God.
But it was Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Nine.
And she was the, of course, not at all affiliated with the Russian government at all.
Had nothing to do with that.
When this guy said that they had some shit on Hillary.
Right.
And Don Jr. threw wood.
This is
when he read it, typed, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he invited, who else was in that meeting? Manafort, Jared.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody but Trump.
You know, man, this is why you can't have your family in government. And shit. This is why it doesn't work, because I'm sure there was a part of Don Jr. He found out he could get dirt on Hillary and can bring his daddy the election. He was like, I'm going to do it for my dad.
Well, they're going to plead that ignorance. They're going to plead, well, you know, they're not politicians, so they don't know.
Yeah, I agree. They're ignorant. They're stupid. But also treasonous.
It says the book lifts the lid on a White House lurching from crisis to crisis. Among internal warfare, of course.
Well,
drama, drama, drama. When you surround yourself with vipers and the lowest subhuman sociopaths in society, what the fuck do you expect? Kumbaya?
Right. Well, think about reality television and the people that are on reality television, the people that make reality television.
Are you going to cast a bunch of people that get along?
That watch reality television. This is all the least of our society. This is the lowest common denominator.
But they're rich.
This is the bottom.
But
yes.
They're rich. They're better
the
than
bottom.
Us.
They got Omarosa. Fucking Trump, man. He's a reality star. It's trash. It's just garbage, people.
And,
you know?
And Russian mobbed up.
Yeah.
That's one of the points here I think Bannon makes, is that this collusion thing is nothing. That was what started it. But the real thing that's going to bring Trump down is going to be
the money laundering and the
fraud.
But the thing we need to figure out, though, is that collusion. We need to figure out, like, why, how, who's giving information to Russia about our fucking elections? Why is some dickhead from the RNC giving fucking Putin data?
Well, I think that's going to fall on
fucking have.
Jared.
Yeah.
And that Cambridge Analytics, right?
Right.
That's that that data firm that is owned in part by Mercer.
Yeah.
Mercer.
You know, it's just fucking, it's a nightmare, because it's Trump. even I he just wants to look right, and the cost of that, he doesn't give a shit. You know, is he doesn't want to say, oh, okay, we need to look at this Russia collusion shit.
Well, but part of the story is that is part of this book says that when Trump found out that, I think it was Sessions,
right,
had, when there was this controversy brewing, that it was discovered that Sessions had met with Kislyak,
right,
you know, that bloated ambassador.
Sure. Everybody met
Trump
with
him. Is like, yeah, so?
Oh, my God.
So what?
Well, he just doesn't understand, right? He just doesn't know. Right. It's like, what's with all these rules and regulations?
So, he said, this book says that he really goes after Jared Kushner. We knew that he hated Jared Kushner. If you could read Breitbart, early on, they started talking about Javanka, right?
Right, right. Oh, Bannon hates Kushner.
Jared and Ivanka, yeah, the two liberal cucks. The globalist.
Yeah. Well, but Bannon probably hated Jared because he's Jewish.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
And then I think right before the show, somebody was, another pundit was talking about something else they found in the book that that somewhere along the line, Jared realized or decided.
Yes.
That Bannon is a little anti-Semitic.
What an idiot.
And that's maybe where their relationship soured.
Does Jared seem smart to you?
No, he's worthless.
Trump wanted him to be his chief of fucking staff.
That's amazing.
That's disturbing as shit.
The meeting with Manafort, the Russian lawyer, apparently every day we learn there's like five more people there.
Oh yeah, at the meeting.
There was this guy who had sent the email to Don Jr. promised documents that would incriminate Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And it says here, instead of alerting the FBI to a potential assault on American democracy by a foreign power, Trump Jr. replied in an email, I love it.
Great.
After that meeting was revealed by the New York Times, it says that Bannon.
Yes.
Was mocking what had happened. The quote, the three senior guys in the campaign thought it was a good idea to meet with a foreign government inside Trump Tower in the conference room on the 25th floor with no lawyers. They didn't have any lawyers.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Even if you thought that this was not treasonous.
Yes.
That's the word that everyone's focusing on today.
I don't even know. I would assume if the Russians contacted me, I'm running for president, and they say, hey, we want to give you information on Clinton or whatever, I would assume that's some fucked up spy shit.
Right.
And I shouldn't be involved in it.
Correct.
And I should maybe call the police.
Yes.
I don't know. But it doesn't occur to these guys?
No.
None of them.
What? You're talking about ethics-free automatons to greed.
They don't give a shit.
And power, yeah.
Right.
The meeting after it was... Oh, so Bannon also said, even if you thought this was not treasonous or unpatriotic or bad shit, and I happen to think it's all of that.
Oh, wow.
So Bannon thinks it's treasonous.
He thinks it's bad shit.
Unpatriotic. And unpatriotic.
He said bad shit, though.
And bad shit. What's hilarious is all these clips. He swears a lot.
It sounds like he's good at it. Like, that's the one thing he's good at, which I appreciate.
And all these clips in the, when they're talking, they're reading them on the telly, the pundits.
Hello?
It's cracking me up because they all say, oh, these are words we can't say on cable television. F this, or with the S.
I don't, you know, I'm not going to make this a whole thing, but it's odd to me that they didn't have a problem putting Donald Trump on CNN and saying racist shit.
Right, but you can't say fucking shit.
And they refused to call him out in interviews,
right,
and really take him to task on, like, I mean, this guy is running for president. He is saying insane fascist shit. And no one is calling him on it in these interviews, but you don't want to say fuck.
Right.
You're idiots.
But the children.
Fuck these children. Fuck your children. Listen to what your children say. Oh, my right. God, please. If you cared about your children, you'd do something about this Trump.
Well, it's a clown car. That's what we thought it would be.
It was. It is.
Except a horrible. It continues. It's the clown from It. I happen to think it's all that. You should have called the FBI immediately, Bannon said.
Yeah. Why didn't he tell him to?
This is at The Guardian, by the way. Dot com. Bannon went on, Wolf writes, to say that if any such meeting had to take place, it should have been set up in a Holiday Inn in Manchester, New Hampshire, with your lawyers who meet with these people.
Yes, somewhere not in the Trump building.
Any information, he said, could then be dumped down to Breitbart or something like that, or some other more legitimate publication. He doesn't even refer to his own publication as legitimate.
Oh my God. I want a sitcom about Bannon, about his days in Florida making meth and shooting porn and wherever the fuck he lived.
Bannon added, you never see it, you never know it, because you don't need to. But that's the brain trust that they had.
God.
Another part of this book that was just on the pundits were just talking about was how everybody has different names or refer to Trump as different things. Rex Tillerson, we know, said he was a fucking idiot. what was it? Or fucking moron, excuse me. McMaster said he was an idiot.
Yes.
But then there's others who... similar things. He's stupid as fuck, dumb fuck.
Right. You know, Bannon is right. Right. I mean, why would you have him if you didn't want your dad, who's running for president, to be at a meeting with these Russians, and you didn't want that meeting associated with him? You were protecting him from it, right?
Right.
Why have it at a place called Trump Towers?
Two I mean, floors it really, away it's from, like, it's two hard. Floors away from dad.
You know, if it was somewhere else like this, the Oxy Walrus, the Meth Walrus says, then you could say, well, that didn't have anything to do with us. It was at a Holiday Inn in, you know, fucking Sheboygan somewhere. Who gives a fuck? But you put it in Trump Tower.
So this next part.
That's bananas.
This next part, well, I'm going to read some of Trump's.
No, awesome.
The response.
Hell yeah.
And the official quotes, the quote official statement.
Right.
But this next part is where they talk about, hey, come on. Oh, now they're talking about the word Jumos. Well, here's the quote.
Right.
The chance that Don Jr. did not walk these Jumos up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. So he thinks that the Russians got to walk up to kiss the ring of Don, which would mean
right.
that Bannon thinks Don Jr. doing it is treasonous, and he gets walked up then to Donald J. Trump, which means what? Trump is now knowledgeable of it and therefore in on the treason.
I mean, even if you watch any movie where you have spies and shit, it's about a presidency, there's always like, you know, the president never knows anything. You hear them say, I want plausible deniability or something, right?
Yeah.
So why? What the fuck? Are these guys the dumbest shitheads on the planet?
Oh, see, we were right earlier that
yes.
the consensus among people is that Bannon was probably referring to the Russians as Jamokes.
Right.
Which is an older term for a clumsy loser incapable of doing normal human tasks.
I've heard that term.
Yeah, you Jamoke.
So
I think... the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. You might have heard that.
Jeez, well,
get your moke.
There's some racist shit in those Bugs Bunny cartoons. How come everybody on the news they're getting that wrong then?
Because they don't know. They're reading Jumos
and
they didn't figure it out.
Nobody tells them. Guys,
It's this is Spin, right. which wrote about, did Steve Bannon invent a new slur? And so everybody thinks he's saying Jamokes, and somewhere either Michael Wolff didn't know what he was talking about and put it in there, or...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to be outraged about this, but are you guys not writers? I know what Jamoke is. I've heard that many times.
This is funny.
What the fuck?
Spin magazine writes, the term Jamoke sounds tame for Bannon, a self-described street fighter who always looks like he woke up 3 hours late for a custody hearing.
Yeah, and put his whole closet on.
After all, he reportedly called Representative Paul Ryan, quote, a limp dick motherfucker who was born in a petri dish at the Heritage Foundation. No, don't make me like Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit. He does look like a test tube baby. He does look weird. He looks like animatronic. He looks like Westworld.
Hillary Clinton, he called, quote, a fucking bull dyke.
Okay. Well, that's not, listen, Bannon, that's not creative. That's it?
Well, yeah.
Boring.
Some other people say it may be short for junior Moscow officers.
Right. Do you think Hillary's reading this and she's reading through all this shit and she's like, oh, geez, Bannon called me a bull dyke. That hurts my feelings. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure she lost a lot of sleep over it.
Are her and Bannon friends? Do they get along at all?
I would think probably,
probably
not.
They fuck out of each other.
Who's
well,
the
she
one who
should hate him?
He probably said Crooked Hillary. He probably helped Don come up with his half of his names. For
how
people.
Many negative articles about Hillary are there in Breitbart?
I think there may be a couple, like daily.
Like
he's
all
still.
Of them.
Even though she lost.
And all he's got, all he can call her is bull dyke. Paul Ryan got your.
We were talking about that offline.
Limp
how
dick petri dish.
Crab guy. Diving offline. How.
Crab diving offline.
Really? I mean, whatever you think of her. At some level, you got to be like, Hillary's got to be like, fuck, I thought I was done. I thought all the stress was gone after I fucking lost. Yes, it was humiliating.
Right.
But okay, now I'm done. And now she's. Like weekly dragged into
well, think
and
about,
accused of something.
Well, you know, what other woman in politics is like her? You can't really compare her to any other woman. I mean, she was Secretary of State, a legislator, first lady.
Senator, yeah.
Senator, you know. I is this what happens when a bunch of white dudes have either a black guy or a woman.
Yeah, they lose their minds.
The party
yeah.
People lose their fucking shit.
They couldn't handle it.
Oh my God. If we could just get past that a little bit. Right?
Well, yeah.
Bunch of Jamokes.
That part, the Jamoke part.
Wow. Okay.
The Bannon criticized Trump's decision to fire Comey.
Right. I thought that was his fucking idea.
In Wolf's book obtained, I'm reading from The Guardian again. In
yes.
Wolf's book obtained by The Guardian, ahead of Hello. Publication from a bookseller in New England, over in the colonies.
Right.
He doesn't say that. He suggests the White House hopes for a quick end to the Mueller investigation are gravely misplaced. Quote, you realize where this is going. Realize with an S.
Okay.
You realize.
What does that mean? Is that a...
It's how the Brits spell it.
Oh, really?
Yes, differently. You realize where this is... It's like armor. Or,
right.
You know, they throw a U in
Amu.
There.
Fuck you.
You realize where this is going. He's quoted as saying, this is all about money laundering.
Yeah.
Mueller chose Weissman, who's his senior prosecutor.
Right.
First, and he's a money laundering guy. Their path to fucking Trump goes right through Paul Manafort, Don Jr., and Jared Kushner. It's as plain as a hair on your face.
Wouldn't it have seemed like a good idea for Trump to hire maybe some Washington insiders? I mean, you know, instead of being surrounded by these idiots that don't know how to
well, that was his whole vibe, though.
Yeah.
We're draining the swamp.
Right.
And filling it with sewage. They failed to add.
Right. But he still could have done all this underhanded shit if he would have surrounded himself with some, you know, some smarter fucking people, maybe he wouldn't have got caught.
Right.
Or maybe, who knows?
He continues, it goes, talking about the money laundering, it goes through Deutsche Bank.
Okay.
And all the Kushner shit. The Kushner shit, the Kushner shit is greasy.
Wow. Ugh. Gross.
They're going to go right through that. They're going to roll those two guys up and say, play me or trade me.
Right. So they're going to want Kushner to flip on Trump.
Yes. And I think that'll happen
In
a microsecond.
Yeah. But what about Ivanka? Won't that piss off Ivanka or he won't give a fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Part of this book was, too, didn't they say that they had all decided that Ivanka would be the next one that runs for president?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Ivanka would be the next one to run for president.
Hey, you idiots out there that think she's anything more than just, a normal Trump, you're fucking stupid. She's not enlightened. She's not.
No.
She doesn't know anything. She's another vapid oligarch like Trump and Don Jr. and Eric.
He says, they're sitting, meaning the Trump team are sitting on the beach trying to stop a Category 5. he insists that he knows no Russians, will not be a witness, will not hire a lawyer, will not appear on national television answering questions.
Right. Says.
The book is going to come out next week. Wolf is a previously written biographies. He writes for The Guardian, biographer of Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, God. He wrote a biography about Rupert Murdoch.
He said to research the book, he showed up at the White House with no agenda, but wanted to find out what the insiders were really thinking and feeling. He enjoyed extraordinary access to Trump and senior officials and advisors, sometimes at critical moments of the fledgling presidency. Today, Sarah Huckabee said he wasn't involved. He wasn't even around. And then some of the reporters pushed back. They're like, Sarah, we saw Michael Wolff here walking with you guys. We saw him.
Her press conference today was like, oh, that's a lie. That's a lie, too. It's all a lie.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's not. It's not ridiculous. What's ridiculous is that the American people voted for Schittler. It's ridiculous that he's in office. That's ridiculous.
Trump is not spared. Wolf writes that Thomas Barrack Jr., a billionaire who's one of the president's oldest associates, allegedly told a friend, quote, he's not only crazy, he's stupid.
His good friend said that about him? Oh, shit. That's high praise.
So
he's not only white, he's also stupid.
Crazy.
Okay, he's crazy and stupid.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. What a great combination for president.
So
hand me those launch codes. I'm a stupid, crazy person.
Right after the initial bombshells started going off this morning on telly and on social medias, I ran over to Breitbart because I had to see what was going on over there.
What are they saying?
Not the headline. The headline says, poll says massive support for Trump immigration policies.
Massive. So they're obviously going to trash Trump, but they're going to praise him for his immigration policies, I would imagine,
So I guess there's a poll showing that most people are in support. But, looking at these, I'm going to have to read these because looking at a couple of these questions, they're skewed.
Yes.
They're skewed towards making it sound like his immigration policies are reasonable.
Yeah.
Current federal policy automatically adds about 1 million new legal immigrants each year, giving them all lifetime work visas. Which is the closest to the number of lifetime immigrant work visas the government should be adding each year?
God. Wait.
None.
Yeah.
250,000, 500,000, 1 million, 1.5 million, 2 million, or more than 2 million, or not sure.
Not sure.
So the way they phrase it immediately says that the 1 million isn't how many we should. What? How many should they?
Right. What is...
They should say, do you think this is a reasonable amount, or should it be something different?
Yeah, it's confusing, but you know they think that it should be zero.
So right? Whoever's doing this poll.
Yeah, that sucks.
Numbers USA, it's called. I don't know about anything about them, but my vibe would be that they skew Rasmussen-y and to the right.
And whatever they want you to click on that shit.
22% of people said none.
Ah.
No legal. No legal immigrants.
God, so what do you want? Who do you want in this country?
Shut it down. Shut down the country. I want my job as a nuclear physicist.
Yeah, right.
Those people from across the world are taking my job.
Our scientists in our government are leaving. People are leaving. They don't want to be here. They don't want to work for a government where you can't, where they say, you can't put certain language in your reports or...
Right.
They don't want to work for an administration that's...
Yeah, you can't talk about evolution because you don't want to piss off your base.
Do you want to work for Scott Pruitt in the EPA?
Oh, fuck no.
He's a climate change denier.
Right.
How the fuck do you work for that guy? Do you want to work for Ryan Zinke? Riding around a horse named Sassy.
They're all horrible, yeah.
No, wait.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions? No, Sassy was Roy Moore's.
The rapist. Yes.
23% said, well, 250,000. So slightly more only.
Okay.
Said, well, 250,000 is reasonable.
All these racists are sitting around, this is how many people should come into the country. What do they know?
Right. Lifetime work visas.
Yeah.
So they're scaring them. These brown people
are
going to be here
forever,
for their whole life.
Taking your jobs. That's the point,
until
right?
Until they pick up a gun and kill y'all.
They're taking your job as a brain surgeon.
Right, yeah.
You're not going to be a brain
surgeon. The physician surgeon that came over from India is taking your job, Cletus.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, you're not going to be able to wear that hood in an operating room.
Or maybe.
Yeah.
It's a full head mask.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I had over at the Breitbart, you finally find the story, and the headline is, report says Bannon, Breitbart, America's first agenda. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Trump furious.
Yes.
There's a new one. Trump furious. Bannon not only lost his job, he lost his mind. So that's the headline over to the HuffPost, is that the response... might as well read this now. Here is the statement from the President of the United States.
Oh, okay. That sounds so nice.
Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency.
Steve, he was your senior strategist,
the
CEO, White House strategist,
the chief executive of your campaign, and the senior White House strategist who, Donnie, at one point you put on the National Security Council.
Oh, God, I
remember
that. Absolutely. Why was he kicked off that?
Because there was an uproar, finally. And McMaster, I think that was one of the, Kelly, one of the two, it was part of their deal, was like, right. Look. Bannon's not going to be there. He has no business being there.
Wow.
Or I'm not taking the job. That was the rumor. I think it might have been Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Or it might have been McMaster.
One of those white guys that are propping up Schindler that we're supposed to put all our faith into. I see.
Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve, this is...
He lost his mind.
Steve was a staffer. Staffer.
No, he wasn't. That's just not fucking true.
Who worked for me after I had already won the nomination by defeating 17 candidates, often described as the most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party.
Oh, my God. Listen to how that spun already. He's talking about his win in the primary.
He's referring to Ben Carson, Rick Perry, Santorum, Jebediah.
Big Carson.
Fucking Little Marco as the cream of the crop, the most,
Ben
quote,
Carson.
Most talented field ever assembled.
There was that debate where they called Ben Carson's name to go out on the stage I for know. A primary debate, and he stood there. He missed it. He stood there. He stood there like a fucking idiot. I mean,
Lindsey,
what the fuck?
Lindsey Graham. Rick Santorum.
Right.
Did I mention him already?
I forgot. Oh, what was that?
Carly
Fiorina.
Fiorina.
Oh, the worst. Vile. Oh.
This was the most talented field ever assembled.
What
I
kind
defeated.
Of field?
You know, I defeated. I'm David who beat Goliath. My
right.
name's at the top of that pinball machine now.
I mean, Ben Carson, dude. Newt Gingrich, did he run or. Was he? Did he run this time? Or
no, I don't. I think he spared us this time.
Yeah,
maybe next time. Most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party. Now that he is on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look.
What kind of? I don't even understand this response.
It's
Steve
typical.
Bannon didn't really
it's
work
so
for
Trumpian.
Me. Steve Bannon was a staffer. By the way, you remember the primaries? I fucking beat all those motherfuckers.
Well, and the stories
That's
are
crazy.
That he's livid, like raging in the White House today after
Trump's
this.
Trump's mad.
And the sources were saying, or the pundits were saying their sources sound scared. And they're worried about some unhinged response. But listen to this.
Like,
this is
yeah.
he dictated this, or he wrote. He didn't write himself. He dictated this.
Fuck no. He sat down at a keyboard.
This didn't go through anybody. This is a long Trump tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to tweet this, but it's too fucking long.
So yeah.
Now that he's on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look. Steve had very little to do. With our historic victory.
Oh, my God.
Our
historic victory.
Who's our?
He brought it back. He brought it back to his win.
So he's implying that someone does. If it's our victory, that means someone else had more than little to do with the victory. Ask him who that is.
No,
and he would say, no, it's all me.
No, I think what he means is our victory, like the country.
Oh, the country, the capital.
That's me. I don't know. I mean, I think that's an
I
odd.
I think it's the royal hour.
You're probably right.
Which was delivered by the forgotten men and women. Oh, you're right. Of this country.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yet Steve had everything to do.
But he didn't believe that.
Steve had everything to do with the loss of a Senate seat in Alabama, held for more than 30 years by Republicans.
What does that have to fucking do with what Bannon said? In that motherfucking interview with
well,
the guy
Bannon
that wrote the
wouldn't,
book.
He's pointing out what a loser, what a big loser he is since he left Trump. So he didn't, obviously, he didn't do anything for me.
He didn't have anything to do with my electoral win.
Right. Because obviously he's a big loser.
That was the Russians.
Steve doesn't represent my base. He's Ooh. Only in it for himself. Holy shit, if
that isn't some
Joseph Goebbels kind of shit going on.
Steve Bannon connected with your base. Your racist, bigoted, Nazi, freaky base.
Well, and Donald Trump is saying he's not in it for himself?
Oh my God, okay.
He's not really connected to you like I am. He's in it for himself.
Isn't it
Holy
fun?
Shit.
Isn't
Trump
it
would drop that base... In a microsecond,
oh, he doesn't care.
If another base popped up somewhere.
Absolutely. He didn't give a fuck.
Steve pretends to be at war. There's two more paragraphs.
Oh, my God.
Steve pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party. Jeez. Which, Donald, you've called the enemy of the state.
But there, that is so dangerous. You're saying the media is the opposition party? When do you say the media belongs in a gulag or some
shit like
that?
He's accusing Steve of that.
No, oh, wow.
He pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party.
Oh, I
Yet see. He spent his time at the White House
leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was.
Oh, my God.
So this goes back to, remember those early reports of President Steve Bannon?
Yes.
And how everybody said, including us, that, yes, that
including us, how we said, everybody knew it at the time, how, that
means Bannon's doomed. Because right, if everybody's talking about how Trump can't make any decisions without Bannon, because Bannon's the real president and the smart one, Trump, that would drive Trump crazy enough,
yes,
to then start hating Bannon.
Oh,
because
my
God. Bannon's,
yeah,
getting,
yeah,
the glory from him.
Right.
And look what's happening.
Shit.
Now they're turning on each other.
It's funny. I mean, it is funny.
It is the only thing he does well, making himself seem far more important than he is.
He's your, but he was your chief strategist, Trump. I mean, you're telling me that.
Now here's more.
There's nothing
washing his,
loved about this guy.
Here's more rinsing of his tiny little orange hands. Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me, and only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue, whom he helped write phony books.
But you, he was your chief fucking strategist.
Yeah, I hardly knew him.
He wanted, you know.
Weren't there complaints that his office was the one that Reince C. Priebus should have had as chief of staff? I thought that story.
He wanted Bannon to be chief of staff. That's what he said.
After Jared.
Yeah.
After Ann Coulter talked him out of it.
He wanted Bannon.
Which is the story, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But there's somebody else who told him that. Oh, Joe Scarborough said the country would burn. Told Trump he couldn't have Bannon. Like, people would burn the country down if he was chief of staff, which I say, I don't think they would. I you know, I mean, if this election tells you anything, is that the conservatives in this country don't give a fuck. Bannon, they could have voted for Bannon for president. They don't give a shit.
Right.
I mean, Trump's elected. So like, to think all hell would have broken loose if Bannon had been chief of staff. I mean, do you think so?
Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me. Oh, felt write phony books. We have many great Republican members of Congress and candidates who are very supportive of the Make America Great Again agenda.
Oh, yeah. Let's name some of these supportive loons. Fucking Louie Gohmert loves you. Loves the shit out of you.
Like me, they love the United States of America. Uh-huh. And are helping to finally take our country back and build it up. Take back from who? Take our country back from who, Don?
The black people, Pat.
The Browns, yeah.
Yes.
Take our country back, build it up, rather than simply seeking to burn it all down.
Oh, my God.
Now he's accusing Bannon of wanting to burn everything down.
Well, that's right, isn't it? Isn't that accurate?
Right. But who was on that agenda?
Trump.
Yes.
I mean, it was, he hired,
look at his
Bannon
cabinet, hired specifically to poison, to take a big giant fetid shit in the well.
Ooh, yes.
Of every department out there.
If he's saying that he knew Bannon wanted to burn the country down, then why the fuck would he hire Bannon to be his chief strategist? I mean, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean,
I love the way he dressed.
Isn't eventually somebody going to ask him these questions in a hearing? You know, if you don't want to, if Bannon wasn't such a big part of your fucking circle, then why hire him as your chief strategist? And if you knew he wanted to burn the country down, well, then if you hire that guy, then that's what you want.
Right. By the way, over at Breitbart, it's quite amazing. The little battles that are going on down the comment section. That's right. The first place I headed after the news broke.
Oh, nice.
A lot of them supporting Trump, it appeared, right, in the comments.
So this is seen as a Trump versus Bannon thing?
Yes.
People don't, because I see it just as two assholes fighting, and I like it. I love it, in fact. So,
right.
I'm not rooting for anyone. Who are you rooting for in this? Who do you root for?
Mutual destruction.
Yeah. I don't know who to root for. It's like if the Cardinals played the Yankees. Fuck, I don't care. Just beat the shit out of each other. Who cares?
The most upvoted comment over on the story of the headline says, according to a book, Steve Bannon calls Kushner, Manafort, Don Jr., Trump Tower meeting with Russians, quote, treasonous. The number one upvoted comment says, I voted for Trump. I didn't vote for Bannon. I'll stick with Trump. Thanks.
That doesn't make any sense. Why? I don't know. I mean, on some level, you could think, I mean, and this is stupid to say, but just the way Twitler deals with North Korea, do you think Bannon would deal with North Korea in the same way?
Oh, gosh.
They're both fucking horrible.
Yeah, I don't think Bannon would have the tweet fetish.
No.
I mean, it might ultimately be the same kind of big dick swinging and my button's bigger than yours kind of bullshit.
Yes.
But not on Twitter.
Why do you think this dickhead wears 4 shirts sometimes? Does no one ever ask him, say, hey, Sarah Huckabee, why does Steve Bannon have on 2 shirts today? Why?
Does meth make you feel chilly?
I don't know.
Allegedly. With the meth from that that rental house, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
So there's a couple of comments where already these idiots, these must be like the 4chaners or the 8chaners, the Redditors, that kind of herd.
Yeah, yeah.
That they are, some of them are already saying, oh, this is all part of the fake to rattle the deep state.
This is this whole business is a false flag to
somehow that Trump and Bannon are in it together and they're just pretending to go against each other right now.
Did you see where Eric, speaking of the deep state, did you see where Eric Trump thinks that Ellen DeGeneres is part of the deep state too?
Of course. Homosexual agenda.
Oh, yes. She runs a daily talk show, right? She has her own show that comes on every fucking day. When the fuck is she meeting with Obama in the deep state bunker?
A lot of the word libtard. A lot of, apparently a lot of libs over in the comments today enjoying poking sticks at all the dummy conservatives over there because a lot of comments like, ha, 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 things like that.
I mean, you know, if you're a lib, you kind of this is a moment to be, this is a victory because, I mean, because from here on out, it's just, the Trump train is just on fire. It's not going to get any better. They're not going to survive this
scandal. The knives are out.
Yeah, your senior strategist saying the meeting that you had with the Russians was treasonous. And that Eric Trump or Don Jr. probably walked those fuckers up to Trump's office. How are you? How does that get explained away?
Right. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't know.
You don't know anything.
We're not politicians.
Ooh.
We're cheater businessmen.
Right.
We figured we could cheat like politicians.
Well, they didn't think they'd win.
That's one of the recurring themes.
I think that
one of the stories is that Flynn, when somebody was like, don't you care about this getting this Russian money? Flynn was like, well, it's only an issue if we win.
And you won.
Right. So Flynn didn't think they would win.
Everybody underestimated the stupidity of the American voter.
Right.
The fucking Democrats did. And the fucking Republicans did. They underestimated how stupid, how fucking ignorant America is. It is shocking. It's shocking that he won. God.
Bannon also said they're going to crack Don Jr. like an egg on national TV.
No, oh, God. That's a weird way to put that, too. I'm going to crack you like an egg. Why? What's up with the fucking culinary
manly
references?
Imagery?
An egg? That's manly?
Well, I mean, it shows with a little how flimsy a little cock Don Jr. is.
It seems just like a pastry chef kind of fucking reference to me.
Apparently, Steve Bannon is the epitome of masculinity.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to crack you like an egg. Okay, calm down, dickhead.
So, yeah, the comments at Breitbart are going after each other.
Oh, that's great.
The Bannon wings separating. Sounds like a Velcro ripping open over
Ooh,
there.
Yes.
The Bannonites versus
the dickheads.
Versus the Trump loyalists.
It is pretty great.
Some of them calling out the ghost of Breitbart himself. Be careful. Be careful, Bannon.
Oh, Andrew Breitbart's going to come out of the sky and smite people?
They hold him to some creepy esteem for some reason.
I think the world was better after Breitbart croaked, right? It has to be.
The universe was kinder, I think. Yeah, the average level.
I remember when Breitbart croaked, I went out and did comedy, and this comic who was up before me, first word out of his mouth was, ding dong, Andrew Breitbart is dead. And he got a big
round of applause. That was. Yeah. That was Brooke. He'd love to own up to that comment.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't Brooke. It was, my friend Andy. On stage, a comic.
Oh, Brooke. I think Brooke
might have said that too.
Said something similar. Oh,
okay.
Here's a new report. As you know, this is gonna, as they read more and more of this book coming out.
Quit reading.
MSNBC anchor Chris Jansing reading the book live on air.
Oh shit!
Revealed yet another shocking detail. This one about White House communications director Hope Hicks.
Oh, okay.
She's eminently qualified.
Right. She's like 28 years old. 28.
She was a model. She's qualified. And former Trump, not that models aren't qualified.
Right. Was she a model?
I think she was, wasn't she?
I think she looks like a model. She was like Hillary Rodham.
I thought she had modeled at one point. Really? Not like supermodel model, but
deeper.
And former Trump campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. Remember him?
That dickhead. That guy's like grabby and shit.
Jansing said, we know Steve Bannon believes he's the person who helped Trump survive the infamous Billy Bush tape.
Yeah.
So obviously, he was elected president. He got by that, she said. We're in very different set of beliefs right now. America has changed its tune on the treatment of women.
No.
This is Chris Jansing. And there's a quote in here about Hope Hicks and Corey Lewandowski, who, according to the book, had an off-again, on-again romantic relationship.
Hope Hicks and Corey fucking Lewandowski?
Oh, Hope. Blah.
Well, listen, Lewandowski, maybe he's different. You know, he's one-on-one.
Oh, sure. I'm sure he's great.
What is he into? God, what? Well, listen, Hope Hicks is a fucking GOP vile fuckface. She's propping up Schindler. She's attractive, and I think that makes us forget that she's probably fucking evil. And there's a good chance she did some treasonous shit. So fuck her, too.
Jansing says Lewandowski was, of course, fired in 2016 for clashing with Trump family members. And this is what the book says. Quote, Hicks sat in Trump Tower with Trump and his sons, worried about Lewandowski's treatment in the press and wondering aloud how she might help him. Trump, who otherwise seemed to treat Hicks in a protective and even paternal way.
Creepy.
Come sit on daddy's lap.
Yeah, really.
Looked up and said, why? You've already done enough for him. You're the best piece of tail he'll ever have. Sending Hicks running from the room.
Ah, oh, my God. Wow.
That's in the book.
She wanted to do something to help Corey Lewandowski's help? Image.
Yeah, he's got this bad image right now after I think he shoved that reporter to the ground.
He grabbed a female reporter by the fucking arm. That's what he did.
And like yanked her down to the ground.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing to help there. You know how you help that? Don't do it anymore.
But she said, how can we help him? And he's like, you don't have to do anything. You're the best piece of tail he's ever had.
What does that even mean?
He's ever going to have. Oh, my God.
Boy, you think Obama ever said anything like that?
I don't think so. I'm willing to bet no.
God, guys, We could have Hillary Clinton, and I know, God, she's evil.
But
she's
her emails.
She's a spawn of fucking Satan. But do you think her, behind the scenes it would be as fucking chaotic?
But her email.
Anything like this.
Benghazi.
Oh, God. God, all right, the stupidest fucking people vote in this country. It's just so stupid. Oh, it's sad. I'm sad for the stupidity of our country. We're just idiots. Helpless. There's no hope.
Right.
There's no fucking hope.
Crazy shit. Crazy shit happening right now.
And we all knew it. We knew a bunch of crazy shit about Trump before Election Day.
Right.
We knew a bunch of crap that we knew he wasn't normal. We knew he was sexist. A tape of him coming out saying, I like to grab women by the pussy. Treat him like a fucking bowling ball.
God, the next couple of days are going to be nuts with this book. Ivanka and Jared made a deal. This is from Newsweek. For the daughter of President Donald Trump to become the first female head of state, according to the new book coming out, Fire and Fury.
Oh, great.
Peter Alexander from NBC tweeted today, new Jared and Ivanka had made an earnest deal between themselves. If sometime in the future the time came, she'd be the one to run for president or the first one of them to take the shot.
Between her and Jared?
Of the Trumps.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Not Don Jr., not Barracuda Teeth.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess she's right. If you had to pick in that family, who else would run? I mean, I would go with her because she's the most attractive.
That's nice.
Well, yeah, but they're all idiots.
Well, right.
There's nothing redeemable about any of those children. Eric's ugly as fuck, and he's
dumb.
And he's garbage.
She's the smartest, maybe.
No, we don't know
that. I think
that.
She is.
Based on what?
Well, she's the best at at hiding, at disguising her stupidity.
Yeah, with those
if
looks.
She's stupid. Well, no, with her the way she talks. She doesn't tweet the stupid shit that those other idiots do.
That's true.
She's not the one who ran downstairs while typing, I love it.
That's true. She didn't. That's true. That is evidence that she's smarter. I mean, she is smarter.
Her tweets are just hypocritical.
Right. I mean, she did say that for the new year, she was going to resolve to sleep more.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ivanka, can you check in with America? How's that going? We're all wondering. Right. All the people working minimum wage are wondering. All the
We're
people
very concerned for your health.
In your fucking textile factories that you pay $4 a week to or whatever, $4 a fucking day, they're wondering if you're sleeping more. You know, let us know.
Fire and Fury also highlights the many disagreements between Bannon and Javanka, Bannon's nickname for Ivanka and her hubby.
They don't get along.
Henry Kissinger.
Is he dead?
Is quoted, his.
He's still alive.
His ethics died decades ago. There's the should be first in line for war crimes.
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State.
Hello.
Is quoted as saying, it is a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. It's a war between the Jews and the non-Jews in the White House.
What does that mean? Well, it means, yeah. Well, you got a bunch of racist fuckers in the White House, so.
In an interview, Bannon recalled an August Oval Office meeting prior to his firing where he referred to Ivanka as the queen of leaks. Oh, to which she responded, you're a fucking liar.
She's a squirter.
And that's where Donald allegedly said, I told you it's a tough town, honey. Oh, God. It really is an episode of The Sopranos just dragged out.
He told Hope Hicks, hey, you're the best piece of tail he's ever going to have.
Best piece of tail. Don't help him. You've already done enough.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's crazy.
It's our president. Great job, Bread States. and blue states who were stupid.
You know, the thing about the GOP that's, I mean, they always, you know, put shitty people up to run for office, generally, you know. Like, shitty, they're either oligarchs or they're crooked or they're just, you know, they can't do anything, they can't govern. It's
hate
it's
poor people, yeah.
Yeah, sure. But this is a little different because, my God, his family, Trump's family just couldn't be any worse.
They're dirt.
They're garbage.
They're trash,
yes.
Yeah.
They're
cheats,
trash.
They're frauds, they're entitled cheats and frauds and dirt and trash, like many of these second, third generation gazillionaires are.
I mean, at least with George Bush, it was just George Bush. I mean, he did surround himself with a bunch of evil fuckers, the, you know, warmongers, Rumsfeld, and God.
Please clap.
But, thank you. A Jeb Bush presidency would have been
so boring,
so fucking boring.
Well, I mean, a lot of the horrible things would have happened.
That tax cut,
but I mean, it wouldn't have happened because there's no way that I don't think he would have won against Hillary without the Russian people machine. Jeb Bush would not have embraced the white nationalists. Jeb Bush would not have embraced the racists outwardly.
Yeah, but she still has that vagina.
Well, yeah.
And she still is Hillary Clinton. I mean, just demonized. Eh?
Jeb Bush would not have been chanting, lock her up.
Right, that's true.
And had those creepy rallies and shit like that.
I mean, I get those debates would have been boring as fuck, though. Between Hillary and Jeb. Jeb? Oh, my God.
So yeah, I'm sure the next couple of days is going to be some batshit crazy headlines as more and more of this book comes out.
You just hear more and more shit about Schindler and the behind the scenes stuff. And you just sort of realize that no matter how you feel politically, I mean, you can't really deny that he's not that great at his job.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, do you think Ben Carson would have been better?
No. I mean, well, yeah. I don't think he would be doing the tweeting and would be profoundly inept and stupid.
Right. Trump is special.
Yeah.
He's special. I mean, this is a special thing we're seeing right now. I mean.
Yeah, special. Yeah, very special.
He's taunting North Korea. I got a big, thick button.
Oh, God,
play with it. Play with my nuclear war button.
Is this from... tweet us if you're listening live or at any time at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
9.
We've got at Anna Engelbrecht, 5, friend of the show, Maud Gone, tweeted us. Check this out. This is from a page from the book that Katie Tour highlighted and took a picture of.
Ooh.
And tweeted from MSNBC.
Right.
Quote, Trump liked to say... Oh, I'm actually going to back up. One manifestation of Trump's outlaw personality for both Trump and Clinton was their brand of womanizing, meaning Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Indeed, harassing. Even among world-class womanizers and harassers, they seemed exceptionally free of doubt or hesitation. Trump liked to say that one of the things that made life worth living was getting your friends' wives into bed. In pursuing a friend's wife, he would try to persuade the wife that her husband was perhaps not what she thought. Then he'd have his secretary ask the friend into his office. Once the friend arrived, Trump would engage in what was for him more or less constant sexual banter.
Oh my God. Like, he would say stuff like, hey, you want to look at this big, thick orange dick of mine?
No, he's talking to the friend.
Oh, okay.
Do you still like having sex with your wife?
Oh, God.
How often? You must have had a better fuck than your wife. Tell me about it. I have girls coming in from Los Angeles at 3 o'clock. We can go upstairs and have a great time, I promise.
What the fuck?
All the while, Trump would have his friend's wife on the speakerphone listening
in. Oh, my God. What? Doesn't he... Hey, Donald, don't you want to read a book? Or is there anything you might want to... occupy yourself with rather than this entrapment shit. Or he puts this friend's wife on the speakerphone. Then he says, hey, there's pussy en route from Hollywood. We can go fuck him upstairs. Do you want to?
And then if the friend of his is like, yeah, yeah, let's go.
Busted.
Then Don can put the moves on the wife.
Right. That is.
Wow.
That's a hell of a plan, man.
Damn. Amazing shit.
That's our president. That's who he is, you know? I mean, if you do shit like that, then you're just, I mean, no, you know, you're a bad person. I think.
Right.
What are you doing this afternoon? Oh, I'm breaking up a marriage. How you doing that? Oh, my speakerphone. I'm flying in a couple of girls from the fucking San Fernando Valley.
So even as we're doing the show here, more and more headlines dropping from this.
Is that big? How long is that book?
It's a book. You know, I don't know, a couple hundred pages, a few hundred pages.
God, I kind of want to get it. I mean, I wonder if it's good.
We might be able to read it before it comes out. As more and more. Holy shit.
Hey, Trump, this is what I suggest you do to get in front of everything at this book. At this point, don't you think his best move would be to have a fireside chat type thing and just read the book out loud in front of everybody? Just read it, get it out there.
I'd watch that shit.
Can he read?
Oh, well, you know, there's that detail.
He's probably a shitty reader. You know, he can't just... God. What the fuck, dude? Think about that. How does he engineer that? He's like, hey, baby, your husband's going to be here in a minute, okay? I'm going to leave you on speakerphone. Don't make any noise. Just let me do all the talking. I'll figure this out. I'm going to let you know who this guy is. The guy comes in, sits down. Hey, Mark, how's it going? Have a seat. Oh, good to see you.
Right.
You still enjoy fucking your wife? God.
Join us on Friday, everybody, for our Faithless Friday edition of Crab Diving.
Thanks, Jesus. Thanks for looking out for this country. We really appreciate it. Good job. Bang-up job.
One thing I can never wait until Friday for, though, is a Jim Baker clip.
Oh, my God.
Especially if Lori's involved.
Are they weighing in on this Trump shit?
Probably, but right now I don't have that. This is talking... about, I don't know why I brought it up recently.
Do you think Jim Baker and Trump, they get together and talk about women they fucked?
No.
Oh, come on.
How was Jessica Hunt? You know, I had her.
He probably did.
After you did.
Right.
I had her after her new tits and her nose job.
Oh, yes. I won. I'm the best.
End Times Prepper Pastor Jim Baker.
Boo.
This is from last week's show.
Fuck you.
Talking about, you know, the Amtrak crash up in the Pacific Northwest.
Amcrash.
Some people lost their lives.
Okay.
They're still trying to figure out what happened. It was going too fast.
It was going too fast, right?
But here is Jim Baker talking about that.
Oh, God.
Short clip.
What do you think that train going off the tracks in
the Amtrak?
Yeah, in Washington Amtrak. State.
They get Lori with the she right on the news.
She just can't. You got to chime in.
Going off the tracks in
the Amtrak.
Yeah, in Washington Amtrak. State, wasn't it, or somewhere up in
Washington? And they've been talking that it was speeding. Over 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was going 80,
right?
The last report I got. That's right. And it was supposed to be going...
The Lord told him it was going 80.
The last report he got.
Oh, sure. It was going 80, not 50, you pinhead.
Motherfucker, you sell...
Let Reverend Baker speak.
You sell powdered soup. Right. I mean, who's giving you reports? Jesus is like, hey, Jim, I'm going to keep you up to date on all this shit.
Yeah, it was going 80,
right?
The last report I got.
That's right.
And it was supposed to be going 30 at that time. But this is not what it's
not
about.
Not speed limit.
What is the spiritual side? Why is it right now at this time of the year? This was its maiden voyage.
Mm. Holy fucking hell.
Oh, man, Lori's prime now. Oh, it was the maiden voyage. Mm. Oh, like a virgin.
You think she's making
touched for the very first time.
Is she making a yummy sound because she just had some dehydrated potato soup or
maybe
something?
Maybe her Xanax just kicked in at that moment.
Oh, God.
year. This was its maiden voyage.
Reminds you of the Titanic.
What?
The Titanic.
Oh. What
the
reminds you of the Titanic?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Reminds you of the Titanic.
What?
The Titanic.
Oh, I was going to say that. I was going to ask anybody knew about.
Yes, of course. The maiden voyage. Nobody. That ship, nothing could happen to that ship.
The great preachers of all times have said the Titanic is God's warning.
That's right.
Oh, for God's sake.
For what?
Literally.
Being on the water or something? I mean, you know.
The Titanic was God's warning.
I mean, I will say this. You know,
maybe it was God's warning to not be capitalist fuckwads and stick all the poor people down in the bottom of the boat, who are the ones who mostly got killed. The rich fucks from the upper levels are the ones who got on the lifeboats and got out.
You think that's the lesson?
Maybe God was saying, "Hey, you assholes, stop separating people by wealth and treat everybody like human fucking beings, not by how many fucking diamonds they have or how much zeros they have in their Cayman accounts."
That's a good point, but that's not the message.
Oh no, some two guys were sticking their dicks in each other's butts. Therefore,
now the message is, stay off the fucking water. There's icebergs out here. Listen. Okay, you're going to survive.
Why does God care about that?
I don't know, but I tell you this much. Oh, hey, by the way, if you're rescued from the Titanic, did they take you back to America or did they take you to Europe for the rest of your trip?
I don't remember.
I mean, do you finish your vacation?
I think they came.
What did they do in the movie?
Here.
What did Leo do?
There was that ship that was like right there that came and plucked people out of the water, and I don't remember. If it went back or if it, I think it came here, but I'm just kind of 60-40 remembering that. But what's the reason behind the Lord punishing everyone with the Titanic?
Because God made this amazing iceberg and it was pretty and shit. And then the fucking ship ran into it. It's like, okay. Then
pissed about the aesthetics.
Yeah, you fucked it up. You know how long I worked on ice sculpture? Iceberg?
Maybe he was working on an ice sculpture for a wedding.
God created the whole earth. And a lot of people don't know this. The hardest thing for him to create was those fucking icebergs. These dickheads, they get a boat, and for no reason at all, they run it, you know.
It's like those miserable Psalms. They're so depressing.
I don't want to make this the Titanic show, but.
But I'm confused as to what was the world doing in 1910 or something? Whatever the Titanic was, what was the world doing that was pissing off the Lord?
They were venturing into the ocean before
Right to vote.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Don't you think it's just they were venturing into the water before they should have?
Maybe he was still mad about slavery.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Being still overturned.
Mad?
No, being overturned.
Oh, fuck.
This is why. American Christians we're talking about. Yeah.
Right.
That ship.
The great preachers of all times have said the Titanic is God's warning.
That's right. It's true.
And I believe here again.
For what, Lori?
The fastest, one of the fast new trains, brand new, crashed off the tracks on its maiden voyage. People, you better listen to what's going on.
You better buy some freeze-dried mac and cheese.
Oh, we got trouble.
Goddamn.
Right here in River City with a capital T, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's nuts, man.
So there you go. Man.
He doesn't care. He just wants to make a point and get to this part. Get to it. Hey, by the way, we got all this soup for sale. $4,000. You can get 18 million servings of... fucking mashed potatoes and
doing a quick live drop in just to see what's going on right now on the PTL network, faith-based home shopping network right now.
Fuck you.
Streaming for you live over on the side. Complete expandable fuelless generator package, $4,100.
Package. God damn. Who has that kind of money? It's like, oh, I got an
one
issue.
Single battery. That's going to give you an
this
idea.
This one right there, right?
Correct. Right there, it's going to give you an idea of how much juice you have in the battery right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just above it is a temperature gauge letting you know how warm the system is. Oh, so
this is the generator for 4,100
bucks. Sounds like a nice generator, you know?
You can buy a 12-volt electric fleece blanket for $25.
Oh, okay.
Microwave oven for the apocalypse.
Okay.
$85.
Damn.
Apple Delight drink mix, $15.
Wait. It's a microwave oven that runs on batteries or something?
No, 700-watt microwave oven.
You plug it into the generator.
Probably, I guess, yeah.
Wait, they're selling me a... Why are they selling a microwave oven?
We're going to need it in the bunker.
I've got one.
And how are you going to cook your food?
I in my microwave.
Well, there you go.
But...
You need to have a microwave that's PTL blessed.
Yeah. What's survivalist about a fucking microwave? It plugs in. Is it a hand crank?
Well, you use the...
The generator.
The fuelless generator. we'll have more from our religiosity type friends on the right.
Yay!
On Friday, with our Faithless Friday edition. Is there anything else going on in the news that's out there?
No, not at all. This fucking little meth Nazi came out and said, I don't know, all this crazy shit. Hey, Hope, you're the best piece of pussy this fucking Corey Lewandowski.
Best piece of tail. Hope, the headline says, Hope Hicks fled the room after Trump called her the best piece of tail Lewandowski will ever have.
I wouldn't hang out with Trump. I wouldn't even want to hang out with Trump.
Oh, no.
He's too gross, man. He's too fucked up.
Another one from the book.
Yes.
The President Donald Trump referred to then acting Attorney General Sally Yates.
Yes.
Quote, and Trump conceived an early obsessive antipathy for Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. Okay. She was, he steamed, such a cunt.
Come on. He called Sally Yates a cunt?
Yeah. Here's how MSNBC described it.
Steve, really quickly, there's another line in this book that's sure to get a lot of folks pretty angry. This is, again, this is from Michael Wolff's new book, quote, Trump conceived an early...
So, Craig Melvin, does Craig Melvin say say cunt or not? I'm thinking no.
I love the way he's setting this up. He goes, this is going to make a lot of people angry. I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, how do you think Sally Yates is going to take this news?
Oh, unsurprising. Right. I hope she runs for something. She's
a cunt.
She seems like she's got...
She's a cunt.
some scruples and some spine.
Oh, my God.
I would vote for her.
It's from Michael Wolff's new book, quote, Trump conceived an early obsessive antipathy for Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. She was, he steamed, such an expletive. This is from the president talking about then Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. How are Republicans going to defend against that?
Well, now with what Bannon has done, which I think reorients the political map, it's going to be very hard for the Republican Party, the conventional leadership in the Republican Party, and others. We've seen a lot of things, you know, from the Roy Moore.
How do you know that he said cunt?
It's in that book.
Oh, okay. The word cunt.
Yes.
What's this guy's name? The reporter?
Craig Melman.
Hey, Craig. It's not clear. I mean, I knew Craig Melvin. I knew that Trump called her a cunt because that vile experience told me. But I'm not sure that the American your listeners are going to understand.
Well, he's reading from the book.
Which
says
right
the word.
But how do they know? How do people at home know? What
because
he
on
said?
The screen they put C. They okay. put C dot dot dot.
Oh, I didn't see. C dot dot dot?
Yes.
You can't put C asterisk N T. God, it's got to be. You know
that. But you can tell there's four letters. They give you that at least.
Do you think those people in the Graphicsville, USA, there's a rule on how to handle cunt when it shows up?
Probably.
Well, there is now. If you did a control F in the...
Now, at the raw story...
The text of that book, how many times does cunt show up?
At the raw story, they say C... Asterisk T.
Oh, edgy.
Edgy guys. Good job, you fucking hipsters.
But just now on MSNBC, this clip that we just played, they said C dot dot dot.
Sally Yates. I'm sorry, Sally. I'm sorry they said that about you. That sucks, man. You know, not for nothing. You know who's a cunt? Trump. He's a giant cunt.
Oh, he's
cunt.
A whiny little cunt.
And so's
tiny.
Steve Bannon. And so's Jared.
Sad
and so's
little man.
Ivanka.
Yeah, they all are horrible.
It's the cunt White House. You should be glad you left. It sucks. You want to work for that fucking guy?
Who?
Sally Yates.
Oh, Sally Yates, yeah.
I mean, you know.
She was the one that warned him about Flynn in the first place. And then he fired her.
Right.
You can't. I understand that Flynn might have been compromised by the Russians. You fired.
He's.
You cunt. Holy shit.
That cunt suggested my friend. My treasonous friend Flynn was dirty, but everybody knew Flynn was dirty. I mean, like, what did you just see? You just saw something.
The headline has got me.
What is it?
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hot off of InfoWars.
Oh, God. Is Alex Jones responding to all this
shit?
No,
this is something else.
Oh, okay, I see. Different.
We're going to be getting to those weather reports coming up. Very, very serious. You've got, obviously, Kim Jong-un, the hereditary spoiled brat demon chipmunk.
Oh, I'm envious of that one.
Oh, he's on a roll.
Spoiled brat demon chipmunk.
Yesterday, Carrie Fisher's an old lizard. I love it.
Christmas.
He's an old chipmunk. He's like Alvin.
Great spoiled brat demon chipmunk who's got atomic and hydrogen bombs and delivery systems that may be able to deliver the weapon to the U.S. He can have missiles hit the U.S., but they believe right now not deliverable, but within 6 months could be deliverable of a heavy megaton weapon. And Trump said, hey, buddy, just Kim Jong-un over the weekend said, I've got a red button on my desk. I may preemptively destroy you. I may destroy all of America. I may decide to kill you. These are quotes. And so Trump said, you know, we've got a big red button and it works. Clearly saying we've got a big nuclear arsenal, the biggest and most high tech in the world. And Russia is second. China is third. And then England's after that. And then France and on down the line, Germany. And if you think that our button doesn't work when you're studding, buddy, you better think again.
Okay. What? If you think our button doesn't work when yours does, buddy, you got to think again.
Yeah, you better reconsider that theory, I think, is what it means.
Think that our button doesn't work when you're studding, buddy, you better think again.
Hey, buddy.
Now, the media went into conniption fits, and when the headlines from MSNBC are, Trump's sexual obsessions may destroy the earth. They're the ones saying, hey, we got a bigger nuclear button than you. We got a bigger arsenal, more powerful, and it works. Nothing to do with the...
No! Kim Jong-un said... I'm right. Defending Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un said...
Yeah, the
that fucking... we now have the capability, and I have the button on my desk.
You mean the demon chip?
He never said... He never said that mine is bigger. My button's bigger than yours.
Oh, my God.
He never said that. He said, I have a button. It's on my desk. Right. He didn't say, mine's bigger than yours. I got a big swinging button. It's bigger. No, Donald Trump is the one who came along and had
true.
To say, no. I've got a button, too. Mine's bigger.
You petty asshole. Alex Jones.
Trump's sexual obsessions may destroy the earth. They're the ones saying, hey, we got a bigger nuclear button than you. We got a bigger arsenal, more powerful, and it works. Nothing to do with the media trying to say the president has small genitals. And by the way, he doesn't even have small hands. And by the way, that's a cliche and a wives' tale, not even true as well.
Listen,
okay.
I want everyone to know.
I've had that fucking thing in my mouth. And it's not.
Yeah, I can't get my lips around it.
It's enormous. It's veiny.
With the media... trying to say the president has small genitals. By the way, he doesn't even have small hands. And by the way, that's a cliche and a wives' tale, not even true as well. That is what I was going to say. It's the feet size. But the point is that is more comparable.
He made a joke.
And that's not even an exact metric. But this is what we've come to. We have a horrible, demonic creature. Can we pull up Paul Watson's tweet? So I don't want to paraphrase it. He said, look at the media attacking the president going through all this when it's Kim Jong-un threatening nuclear war.
Kim Jong-un? Who's the horrible, demonic creature? The media or Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. Well, no, he's a... What is he? He's a demonic chipmunk.
He's a chipmunk. Must be who he's talking about.
Is he a trash panda like in Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't want to paraphrase it. He said, look at the media attacking the president going through all this when it's Kim Jong-un threatening nuclear war and the president runs...
Nuclear.
Well, at least it's him saying that because we had a president that said nuclear on the regs. Fucking W, right?
Yes.
Obama never said nuclear, right?
Correct.
He said, look at the media attacking the president going through all this when it's Kim Jong-un threatening nuclear war and the president runs him down. We should be running down this horrible little dictator, not running down our elected president that's standing up to him. To paraphrase Paul Watson's tweet at Prison Planet, and we've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. So we've got all that going on, all that unfolding.
There you go.
I don't know if we're talking about our relationship with North Korea in the right way. I don't know that it should be, we should be challenging them. I think we have to figure out, I mean, because we're not going to be able to go in there and just take their weapons. And they're mobile, right? So you just can't bomb them out of existence. They're going to be able to hide their nukes. So to me, and if we do any of that, they're going to beat the fuck out of South Korea.
Well, yeah.
And listen, I'm no Rex Tillerson, but I think we should just contain that shit. Because I don't know. There is no other alternative.
I'm no Rex Tillerson.
I'm no Rex Tillerson. I think the only thing is containment, right? I mean, am I missing something?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't have all the details. Right. I don't fucking know, but it seems to me.
We just have to accept that he's going to be a nuclear force, and there's not much that we're going to be able to do about it except deter. Like we do with Pakistan, like we do with India, like we do with all the other places that have nukes.
You know, I mean, sometimes in life, you're forced to hang out with people that you hate. And most of the time, you just have to avoid them and, you know, pretend to get along with them. Make jokes about them, you know, at their expense in the shower. Or maybe when you're talking to people that you know won't tell them that you said that. You have to find some way to deal with them. And I don't think the best way isn't always like hitting them with a chair, right?
Well, probably not. Okay. Like a WWE move?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
So there you go. A little Alex Jones today. The headline over at Media Matters says, Alex Jones defends Trump's penis.
Oh, wow. See, I missed that. See, I didn't really appreciate that. And it's true. He did. He almost said he has a big penis, but he caught himself.
He's got his hands aren't small.
Right. There you go. But to me, I was distracted by the fact that Kim Jong-un is a demonic chipmunk. I've never heard him described that way, and I like it. I think that would piss Kim off, don't you think?
Right. Oh, here we go. Right. We talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
And sure enough, those on the right. Their nether regions are dribbling right now.
Ooh,
over,
oh gosh, go to the doctor then.
Over the fact that, not the fact, but the this grand jury witness yesterday we talked about who said,
oh my god,
who said the grand jury can't be fair because of all the Negroes on it.
They know what.
Looks like a Bernie Sanders rally.
God, could you imagine all everything that's afforded white people in this country and they're tried by a jury of their peers and they actually will say, there's not all white people on this jury.
During a panel discussion about the investigation into ties between Trump's campaign and Russia, Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade, I like turtles.
Is he the dumb one?
I insulted the I like turtles kid.
Yeah.
I apologize.
All right. What is that? What do you mean?
There was a local news report of, I don't know, there was something going, some event.
About turtles?
And they, I don't know. And they asked a kid a question about something. And his kind of strange non sequitur answer was, I like turtles.
I love it.
But
is he in Trump's cabinet?
I think he's too smart.
What? Oh yeah.
Waterfront Park. Here it is.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. And good times here.
She doesn't know what to say. The kid's nervous. Poor kid's nervous. He just likes turtles.
Oh, kids are awesome. I like turtles. That's what I'm thinking about. I don't want to answer your bullshit question. What's that question she's asking him? Tell me about your costume.
Yeah, I'm
like you.
Screw you and your patriarchy.
What am I supposed to tell
I'm
you?
Not listening to you.
Yeah. I mean, I the question sucks.
But so yeah, on Fox and Fiends.
Yes.
Kilmeade.
Boo.
Talked about this racist New York Post column on the makeup of special counsel Robert Mueller's federal grand jury.
Uh-oh.
Repeating the quote that the panel looks like a Bernie Sanders rally.
He agreed with that person?
Kilmeade cited the article by conservative columnist Richard Johnson in the Page Six section of the New York Post, where Johnson wrote that a source told him the grand jury room looks like a Bernie Sanders rally. Maybe they found these jurors in central casting or at a Black Lives Matter rally in Berkeley.
So little Dickie Johnson pointed this out.
We read that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That was the story we read yesterday. Yes.
You're a dick.
From Page Six.
Right. Not you, Dickie Johnson.
I'm a dick too.
Oh, yeah.
Johnson also highlighted the number of black people on the jury, writing, of the 20 jurors, 11 are African Americans and 2 were wearing peace t-shirts. The only one white male in the room was a prosecutor. There was a great, we put the story on our Facebook page.
Yes.
There was a great comment, which is half of what we said yesterday, but the other half. So the witness, here's the comment. So the witness was saying a few things here. First, the witness was saying that black people are unable to be fair and impartial. That's what we talked about yesterday.
Right.
Suggesting that only the whites are the ones who can be fair and impartial.
Yeah, yeah.
The witness was also saying that Trump supporters would be dishonest and always give Trump a break no matter what evidence is presented.
Oh, fuck. That's true.
Well, if there were some Trump supporters on there, there'd be no indictments.
Because honestly, I think some of these loons see Schindler as anointed by God if they listen to Jim Baker or some of these other dickheads.
And this person wrote, now the witness feels and understands what happens in America when a person of color goes on trial and has an all-white jury.
Yeah.
And then finishes with Trump's fat ass is going down. So thank you to Facebook, our Facebook friend.
God, it is true, though. There is something to these, like, these vile idiots, these dickheads that are true Trump believers, that they are immune to negative press about their little orange daddy. And I read this thing that said somebody did a study and the main consumer of fake news were conservative loons. I put that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. And I obviously that's not a surprise, right? I mean,
No.
Fuck no.
Holy shit. Listen to Brian Kilmeade. He's interviewing a bunch of people. I think there's even a couple of non-Trump supporters.
Fuck you.
One says, look, everybody wants the truth to come out and does want them to be held to consequences. Unfortunately, congressional investigations that have been looking into the collusion with Russia and the hacking are turning up to be pretty partisan. The Republicans are running both sides and they're not really working out very well. So it really does leave it up to the Mueller investigation to actually be holding the administration's feet to the fire. The information we have in public that we've seen already is that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and, now somebody interrupts here.
Right.
Josh Holmes, former chief of staff to Mitch McConnell, says, wow, that's just ridiculous. And Kilmeade goes, yeah.
And, well, you guys win. You won.
And she says, no, it's absolutely out there. The Mitch McConnell whore says that there's absolutely no evidence of that. She says, no, there absolutely is. And if there wasn't, then why would Papadopoulos and Flynn keep lying about their contacts with the Russians? Right. Like, why would everyone... this is a transcript. Right. Like, why would everyone keep lying about it if it wasn't out there? The collusion is out there. We don't know the extent. Mitch Hoare says, well, what we found out from these investigations is there's absolutely no evidence of collusion, none whatsoever. That's not true.
And also, why?
That's not true.
I mean, but why did Flynn plead guilty then?
No evidence of collusion definitive evidence has yet been released. Why would Mueller say, here's the evidence I have, I'm going to keep looking into it?
I mean, is there a reason this guy's in a bunker?
Well, right.
He needs to keep his shit private. It's not Mueller time yet. Hopefully soon.
Time. Well, I know, but the...
I'm going to jump to the end right here, right? I think about where I was.
Yeah. Is Ducey on there with him, too?
No.
Or is it just sad?
Loading.
Load. Yeah, no
shit. If you want to get to the bottom of it, they can't be heartened by the story in the New York Post today that says one of the people that was asked to testify in front of this grand jury, they described the jury as the people that would appear at a Bernie Sanders rally. So it's not even emblematic of something that might be perhaps demographically pursuing justice. But
it's not something that would appear... that might be perhaps demographically pursuing justice. Kill me to sing. Look, obviously, black people can't be objective.
Where are the white people?
Demographically
at?
Pursuing God. Justice. Imagine a black person saying, why aren't there more black people on that jury? What do they say when that happens?
Race card.
What are you playing a race card? You're saying why people can't be objective. You're racist.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would say if you're a black person, you might have some evidence that say, well, you know, white people don't necessarily treat me fairly. You have a little bit of history with that, maybe. Oh, my God.
These people are heinous.
God, the nerve of Brian Kilmeade.
Trump TV.
I mean, the nerve of that motherfucker.
Yep.
That is bananas.
Really gross. God. Really gross. Yeah, so...
congratulations, dickhead.
Some of the lunatics jumping on that report already, even though it was racist as fuck.
Yeah, man.
That even remotely suggesting that people of color can't be...
It's totally
fair
fucking
and objective.
Racist. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Holy shit, we only got a few minutes left of today's big show.
Oh my
I was
kind
of joking when I said we'd be talking about it the whole hour, but that's pretty much what we were talking about
the whole hour.
This new book
and
the
how else to say
but
it.
We've said in the past that, you know, this the ball's going to start rolling down the hill a lot faster once Bannon and Trump start going at each other. And now that's happening.
And I think tomorrow is going to be a good news day because these fucking...
Oh, he's going to wake up in the morning.
These nerds, these journalists are going to get out there and they're going to read this fucking book.
There's a... although over at Media Matters already, they say, following the bombshell report, Fox News, quotes, Fox quote news,
yes.
I should say, Trump TV, as Chris Hayes refers to it, is desperately clinging to their alternate reality about the Russian investigation.
So are they trying to discredit this book?
The report in the New York Times explained that a conversation between Trump campaign aide George Poopidoupolis, this happened a couple days ago.
Yes.
That Poopidoupolis got drunk.
Right.
This is how they started the Russia investigation.
Australian dude, right?
It wasn't the evil fake dossier, which, by the way, is not fake.
Yes.
But it was actually... It started when Poopy Doopy got drunk, told some Brit or something that, hey, the Russians are offering us shit on Hillary. And that guy told the Australian. The Australian called the FBI.
Right. Well, hey, at least somebody called the FBI. Thank you, Australia.
It says the information Papadopoulos gave the Australians answers one of the lingering mysteries of the past year, what so alarmed American officials to provoke the FBI to open a counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign?
How sad.
Months before the election. It was not, as Trump and other politicians have alleged, a dossier compiled by a former British spy hired by a rival campaign. Instead, it was firsthand information from one of America's closest intelligence allies, Australians.
But it wasn't an American. All those people knew about it, and they didn't do anything. They all knew that there was that evil meeting with Russia, and Papadopoulos got drunk, and then some person did a good deed. They did a good thing.
But in a segment responding today,
yes,
a panel of Fox News is outnumbered.
Fuck you!
Didn't even mention Papadopoulos by name, and instead deflected from the revelations by launching baseless claims, including the notion that Fusion GPS, that's the company,
right,
that was initially hired by a conservative group,
yes,
to get op-ed against Trump,
right,
because they were for another candidate,
yeah,
in the primaries. Then they finished, and then the Democrats continued paying for the oppo.
Yes, of course.
So Fusion GPS is whom Christopher Steele,
right,
worked for.
Yeah.
It says, so Fox Outnumbered was trying to say that Fusion GPS exerted influence on the FBI that the fake report, which is not fake.
It's not.
It's just not. There are parts that have yet to be verified. There are not parts that have been
disproven
wrong.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And there are parts that have been corroborated.
It's kind of the opposite of fake.
And they're saying that that was used by to obtain the FISA warrant to spy on Trump. They're ignoring it. The poopadoopilus getting drunk. They're still saying, well, it's the dossier. I don't care if it wasn't the dossier. It was the dossier.
How sad that it was somebody from another country that had to look out for us.
Right.
Nobody from Trump's campaign did the right thing. Not one fucking person. I know that's not a shocker, but duh.
So, Jason Chaffetz, you know, that carbuncle is now a Fox News contributor.
Oh, yeah.
After he got run out of Congress.
Didn't he hurt his foot
Trump
or
sucking.
Something? He said it.
No, I think there's some shit there.
What do you mean?
Wasn't the rumor mill that he was a total Trump-Russia toady,
yeah,
from the beginning, and then poof, he went away?
Right.
Like, there was the rumor that they thought the Russians had shit on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just got out of... He got out of politics to just get out of that.
Oh, and he said part of the reason he was leaving is because he hurt his foot.
Something like that. He had foot surgery or something. Yeah.
Orrin Hatch can barely breathe and he's still serving.
So Fox News already is trying to just play down,
right,
the Papadopoulos stuff. I'm sure today, God knows what they're talking about today.
Oh, my God.
We'll probably, have some of that tomorrow on tomorrow's show from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yay! I can't wait for more updates from this fucking book. You know there's going to be new shit.
Right.
God.
Don't forget also, we have a very special brand new K-Voice today.
Viva la Resistance!
If you're listening live, stay tuned for the latest from Kelly the
Please.
Voice. The awesome K-Voice of Resistance show. And then if you're not listening live, get yourself down over to the iTunes and download the K-Voice show.
Yeah, the new one will be on there later today, right? K-Voice?
On the iTunes.
Yes.
Yes, very close. But okay. If you're listening live now, it's not obviously there yet.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I think it might be about time to go and hand things over to the K-Voice.
Yay!
Thanks for joining us. This yes. wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow
right.
with, I'm sure, a lot more from that book as more gets read and disseminated.
Good job, America. If you voted for Trump, are you happy?
I think this is the beginning of the end. Make popcorn, gird your loins, and strap
yes.
in, folks.
Girded.
We'll be here laughing and cussing about it as
right.
much as we can. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. at RatedRComedy on the Instagram or on the Twitter, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we want y'all to have a great evening. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
TTFN.
I like to have children. They want to get you in a dungeon. I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.